Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to begin talking about the third chakra, or the solar plexus chakra. This is the chakra that is located between your navel and the solar plexus, which is kind of comes right up to your rib cage. This chakra represents the core of our personality, our identity, and that of our ego, which some of us have trouble controlling from time to time. It is also the center of our willpower. So a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the sacral chakra, or the second chakra, which is our sexual chakra, the one that seeks pleasure. The third chakra is all about your perception of who you are. You have a sense of your own personal power, being confident, responsible, and reliable. Those are the feelings that you have when this chakra is open and working in good condition. It is also the center of your self-esteem. I had already mentioned willpower, self-discipline, as well as how warm your personality is. So I think that people who appear confident and happy and reliable, and they just know their self-worth, I think that this third chakra is really open, working well. Those people also have a certain warmth to their personality. This chakra also, if you've been kind of slow or not moving as quickly as you could, this chakra helps get you into action and to move forward in your life. Basically, you can handle the challenges that life throws out to all of us. Okay. And I would say that the big challenge on this is your personal power in a balanced manner. So, in other words, you have to be aware of your power and harness that energy of the solar plexus. It means being proactive rather than inactive and or reactive. If you have too much of this energy, I think that you overreact to life circumstances, emotional outbursts, often stressed out. So if you're blocked or deficient, you can be kind of passive and inactive, kind of sitting on the sidelines of life, watching life go by while you just sit there, dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum, kind of twiddling those thumbs, doing nothing, not jumping in and getting involved in the world that needs you. If you're strong in this chakra, you're able to move forward in life with confidence, conscious choices to choose and to act, of course, in the appropriate way. Message of this chakra is you have the power to choose. You choose how to achieve your life purpose, or you can live it out on the sidelines, or you can live in past experiences. It is your choice. You choose love, light, and healing, or you choose not. Do you have a sense of freedom when you make a choice? I know I do. I think one of the worst things that I can feel is stuck and not knowing which direction to go. And after meditating and calling on the angels, I move forward in the choice that I feel is best for me. And that alone, you know, whether it turns out to be the right one or not, it empowers you because you just, at least you're taking action. You're moving forward. You're not just stagnating in that same old spot. So when you judge or criticize yourself, you are weakening your willpower and this chakra. Self-love, self-acceptance, how many of us suffer with that? Sometimes daily, some of us from time to time, I think we can all have a little bit of self-love, self-acceptance issues. And the first person that we have to love and accept is ourselves. How can we ever go and love and be whole for someone else if we cannot love and be whole for the person who is should be the number one most important to us, and that is ourselves? You know, acknowledge your worth. You know, be confident in your abilities. Love and accept yourself. Whether it's your education, your ability to do things or not do things, the way your body looks, the way it doesn't look, you know, the way you love, the way you don't, everything. You know, you need to express yourself, love yourself, and know that you and you alone have the freedom to be yourself and to direct your own life. Okay, the element for this chakra is fire. The color is normally seen as yellow. The shape of this chakra, the symbol of it, is kind of like a downward pointing triangle. It kind of controls the adrenals and the pancreas. Your digestive system, liver, and gallbladder. And this all makes sense when you think about where it's located and the organs and whatnot that are in that kind of downward triangle. It's your ego identity. The challenge is not to feel shame. That's the big challenge. It's ruled by the planets of the Sun and Mars. The mythological animal is Ram. That's my Ram is, I'm an Aries, so that, and I'm ruled by the planet Mars. So I would be in big trouble if this chakra were ever, you know, or giving me trouble. Sometimes I think I need to slow down a bit. Herbs. I will be doing some more shows on the natural herbs that we can use to heal ourselves. But for healing this chakra, cinnamon and ginger work wonders. Cinnamon, obviously essential oil, you know, would work. I know I recommend bergamot, lavender, rosemary, and in my store, that's the blend that I sell for the solar plexus, the third chakra. And for those of you who have listened in on my shows and we talked about the frequency of the different essential oils, if you'll recall, bergamot is one of the higher frequency essential oils that that you can use. Okay. You know, basically, these oils will help with your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self. That's what you want. I would say that you could apply it directly above your navel with a carrier oil, especially if you are, you know, have skin sensitivities. Always you can smell them, sniff them. Remember the olfactory nerve. That's the quickest way to get to the brain is through your nose and your sense of smell. You can always carry the bottle with you or apply it. You know, like I said, you feel free to put it right on your body. I'm also famous for putting essential oils on my feet, especially if I have to get somewhere quick, and I know that it will travel throughout my system and settle where I need it most. Okay, so that's what I recommend for the essential oils for the third chakra. Now, the heart chakra, and that's why I wanted to do these two together, because the third chakra is all about self-love, self-acceptance. And this fourth chakra, it's the feeling of love and warmth, compassion, joy. It's located right in the center of the chest at the heart level. It moves love through your life. And if there's ever a time that the world needs love, it is certainly now. Okay, it is the center of our deepest bonds with other beings. It's your sense of caring and compassion. Here again, in the heart chakra, feelings of self-love, generosity, kindness, and respect. You know, it's integrating and unifying, bringing to whole. It's your healing center, you know. And I know I recognize love as the ultimate healing force, because I feel that when we do cross over, that's probably the one thing that we can take with us. It's how well we were loved while we were here and how much we loved. So it's the ultimate healing force. This energy, it allows us to recognize that we are part of something larger, that we are all interconnected, you know, in a web of relationships that extend through life and the universe, and probably several lifetimes. I think once you have a relationship, it's a relationship in the soul forever, you know. This chakra, it allows us to recognize and get in touch with fundamental truth that runs through all of life and connects everything together. So while the third chakra is about your personal power, your personal love, the love you have for yourself, okay, your power, this love of the heart chakra is our connection to all other beings, you know, living your life from an energy that's centered in love is a beautiful life. When you live your life with lovingness, kindness, compassion towards others, it means your heart is open and you inspire kindness and compassion in others. You create a safe and supportive environment. When others can feel your love and warmth, they feel loved and accepted. People are at peace around you because you are not judging them. When this chakra is open, the energy is flowing freely, and you are loving to others, you are loving to yourself, but you know when to say no and when you need to care for yourself and nurture yourself. So I would never say which chakra is the most important, but I can certainly say that this heart chakra, it's got to be kept openly in order for us to experience the richness of life, which we do that through love. I mean, it's one of the reasons why we all search for our soulmate or the person that, you know, will walk beside us in life. It's because without love, what really do we have? It's a unifying force. It's the most fundamental part of the universe. You know, so when we are open to love, then we are able to connect with our true essence of our own soul and spirit. The element of the heart chakra is air. The color is seen as green. It's to love. It controls the thymus, physical associations, of course, are heart, lungs, your circulatory system, and your arms and your hands. So that all makes sense. Psychological function, of course, is love. The identity portion is social. The challenge is grief. And I know I had my bout and stage of that, and I don't wish that on anybody, and it's just wonderful when you finally come out of that, because you need the balance. It's ruled by the planet Venus, that's no surprise, as well as the sun. The deities of Vishnu, Lakshmi, and Krishna. The mythological animal is the antelope, the dove, and birds. The organ sense is skin. Predominant sense is touch. Jasmine, lavender, and rose. Those are the essential oils that work well and are most, most talked about. On my site, I sell it with tangerine, marjoram, and rose. Think that it just, it's a matter of personal preference, but that's the one that I choose. And, of course, rose, as we know, vibrates at the highest of frequencies. And that's why the rose oil, the pure, oil is so expensive. If you were looking to take herbs to help with the chakra, yarrow root, orris root, meadowsweet, that's kind of, the herbs that I would recommend if you wanted to, do that. Now, in terms of the crystals, there's quite a few of them, so it's really a matter of choice. I know I love the rose quartz. I have it in my house. I carry a small one in my purse at all times. But there's many, many ones. Green calcite, morganite, pink calcite, pink tourmaline. So here again, one of the things that I would recommend for anybody that wants to begin getting into crystals and understanding them is purchase the Volume 1 of the Crystal Bible. And believe you me, it tells you everything about that crystal and the many uses for the same crystals. So it then go to the store. I don't order them online. I like to go and pick them out, feel them, and see which one feels right. But they can always be ordered online if you so prefer, or if you've already know exactly what it is that you're looking for. So that's going to be it for this week. I got caught in traffic and road construction, and I had to pull over to the side of the road, and I'm doing all of this by memory, so I'm hoping that I hit upon everything that I had promised to. And next Monday, I'd like to wrap this section up of the chakras, and we'll do the sixth and seventh chakra, because we did the fifth one last week. So we will do the sixth and the seventh next week. Then I would like to end with a special chakra meditation, and then we'll move on to some great, easy to make at home recipes using essential oils that are fun. And I think once you try some of them, you'll be hooked, once you see how easy and how well they work. So that's just a little bit in the future. We've got to get through the chakras. That'll be next Monday at 3 o'clock. Please visit my website at Soulful For You, SEOULFULL, number4letteru.com, like my Facebook page. Also reach out to me and my angel sisters on angelcoaches.org. We have a lot of good things happening there. And listen in to all of our shows or download them, you know, and you can always listen to them 24/7 from wherever you are in the world. And I am so humbled and appreciative of you people that listen in or download this. And I hope sincerely that you are benefiting and learning from this and practicing, you know, some of these pointers. You can always send me an email at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. I answer my emails, and if there's any subject or information that you would like to know regarding herbs or the essential oils, please just drop me a line. I will get back to you. It's usually in less than 24 hours. Okay, take care, and have a wonderful, blessed week. Goodbye now.